Scott Vache, wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 385. This VCast, we're covering the UnitedHealthcare CEO so-called murder and 8 news PSYOP objectives. What are they trying to accomplish with this story? And I'm not saying he didn't get gunned down, but something doesn't smell right. There's an agenda. When you start seeing things in the news, there's an agenda. And we're going to cover 8 agendas. But first of all, the first story I want to cover is this guy had a whole slew of enemies, 3 different enemies, at least from what I can gather. So Brian Thompson, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, sold stock worth $15 million, which was his first sale since 2021, just weeks before the DOJ investigated him. So he dumped the stock. Stock fell, so shareholders were pissed. Shareholders are upset. That's where the big money is. That's probably who could afford something like this if it was a professional hit. But we know supposedly they found the alleged shooter, and that's not the case. But originally, I thought it was probably a stock dump on why he was taken out. Now, the other people that are pissed off with him are the fact that he would, or the organization would, deny claims using an AI tool. So UnitedHealthcare's overall claim denial rate has been reported to be one of the highest in the industry, with some sources claiming it to be around 32%. And I've heard of horror stories of these claims being denied. And now the third bit is the DOJ, the government. The third enemy of UnitedHealthcare is basically DOJ was looking at this organization for exaggerating patient illnesses to improperly boost government payments. So shareholders were pissed off at him. The actual clients that bought the insurance were pissed off at the company. And third, the government was after them. So he had a trifecta of enemies. But here's where the patsy play comes in. Let's watch this. This is interesting. This might be a little calling card to a patsy and other things that we'll get into with the 8 new PSYOPs off this story. But let's play this.
Please tell me I'm not the only one that caught this weird discrepancy in the footage that they're releasing of the suspect in the unaliving of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Most of us have seen the very riveting footage of the suspect in the black hoodie and tan backpack. They've also released this photo of him masked up with a black jacket, black hood, and a tan backpack. And they believe this is him on one of those electric bikes in New York City, black jacket, tan backpack. But today they released this that they're saying is also footage of him, presumably just before the unaliving, and he's wearing a tan jacket and clearly has a black backpack on. That looks like a black strap to me, not a tan strap. What is going on here? Is this even the same guy? How is nobody pointing this out?
All right, so 3 enemies: shareholders, clients, and the government. Now, what are the 8 PSYOP stories here that we're going to cover? The first one is, you need to think about this. The DOJ, it's being primed. The DOJ is looking into UnitedHealthcare's Medicare billing practices, specifically whether physicians were exaggerating patient illnesses to improperly boost government payments. And so what's happening? What have we been covering within a series is Elon Musk, the false prophet, and the Final Beast Kingdom, New World Order, Foundation Report 377 through 382. What have we been talking about is government efficiency equals AI government. So I can just see it now. We need AI government to rid of crimes, of billing the government extra money. So the play here, number one play here, is government efficiency by Elon Musk and Vivek, which will be AI government, and they'll use AI to make sure that they root out corruption. That's number one. Number two, this was all over, is the justification to find this killer with AI pre-crime and surveillance, this AI beast system. Just some headlines here. NYPD ridiculed for saying AI will find the CEO killer as they fail to name a suspect. New York Post, how NYPD is using AI, drones, DNA, and cutting-edge tech in the manhunt for the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's assassination, right? AI is the hero. Facial recognition is the hero. BBC, New York police using facial recognition software in hunt for healthcare CEO killer, and they magically found him with the wrong backpack, supposedly. So pre-crime AI surveillance state. All right, number three, the third PSYOP is ghost guns. The manifesto was stupid. Just sounded stupid. It sounds staged. It sounded like a government PSYOP, in my humble opinion. But Luigi Mangini, I think is how you pronounce his name, the 26-year-old tech whiz suspected of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week, allegedly used a ghost gun that he might have made on a 3D printer to commit the killing, authorities say. So here's what's interesting. So then he writes a manifesto that says he made a ghost gun. The manifesto also includes some technical details about how he planned and executed the attack, mentioning elementary social engineering, basic CAD, a lot of patience. They're going after your guns, and Trump's going after your guns. Final Days Report 381, MAGA spell. He's a gun grabber. His own words recently. Take the guns first, due process second. That was his first administration. Now he's going after him again with red gun flag laws. So number three, take your guns. Number four, ID 2020. Because when it talks a little bit about Luigi Mangini, I can't pronounce his name, Luigi Mangini, 26-year-old Ivy League graduate, was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in connection with the murder. He was found with the gun believed to be used in the shooting, multiple fake IDs. Ooh, multiple fake IDs and writing suggesting anger with corporate America. So this, to me, funnels ID 2020. We've got to have a foolproof way that you can never, never fake your ID. And this fits the right's push to make sure that we have voter integrity with these selections that we face. All right, number five. This is the big one. All right, number five, and this is a big one. They want to promote AI as your doctor. We've covered this for the last 3 years. Elon Musk creates AI doctor, and it's already hidden on more than 400 million phones. The article goes on to say, similar to ChatGPT, it can answer and help with answering questions and brainstorming. But Musk has since been promoting Twitter users to test Grok's health advice. See? And he's tweeting this all along this whole news cycle. In October 2024, he wrote, try submitting X-ray, your PET scans, your MRI, and other medical images to Grok for analysis. This is still early stage, but it is already quite accurate and will become extremely good. This is going to be your new doctor. So if healthcare is evil, well, you can just use these AI doctors, if you will. All right. Number six, this manifesto PSYOP for universal healthcare. The critique within this manifesto was basically saying the U.S. has the number one most expensive healthcare system in the world, yet we rank roughly 42 in life expectancy. That's because of the food being poisoned, all the frequencies in the air. You're poking yourself with their nanotech, right? The manifesto continues to say accusations against UnitedHealthcare. He calls UnitedHealthcare the largest company in the U.S. by market cap, behind only Apple, Google, Walmart, and accuses it of abusing our country for immense profit because the American public has allowed them to get away with it. Now, it's just interesting. If he's overbilling the government and denying claims, and then he obviously gets money from the clients, it's a pretty wicked business model. But the big picture of this manifesto that seems suspect is this fits the UN's Pact for the Future agenda that we've covered. Because the aspects of this include, of the UN Pact for Future agenda, it includes a global digital compact emphasizing the importance of digital cooperation to improve healthcare access and delivery. Oh, we can all get free healthcare, or I like to say healthcare. Declaration for Future Generations. It highlights the need for sustainable healthcare systems to ensure the well-being of future generations. This is going to be hooking you up into transhumanism. And universal health coverage, recognized as fundamental for addressing poverty, inequality, and environmental changes. The pact integrates UHC, Universal Healthcare, as a commitment to promote health and well-being for all. So this manifesto says, this is evil. This is evil. But then it fits the UN Future Pact agenda. Fits it like a glove. Now here's where it gets interesting. Neuropathy issues. His mother was denied with neuropathy issues. And this primes Elon's Neuralink. What is the allopathic complex and its consequences? Allege Luigi Mangoni manifesto goes viral with his mother's neuropathy claim. So this manifesto mentioned his mother's condition. He wrote that his mother was diagnosed with severe neuropathy when she was 41 years old. According to the manifesto, her symptoms began with burning sensations in her feet and occasional sharp stabbing pains. He detailed how the first two doctors misdiagnosed her condition. It was psychosomatic and compressed spinal nerve, suggesting rest, sleep, exercise, and eventually back surgery. It wasn't until a third doctor conducted several tests, including a nerve condition study, MRI, and electromyography, that she received the correct diagnosis. But get this. The alleged CEO shooter comes from a wealthy and prominent Maryland family. So she is from a wealthy, prominent family, and she keeps getting denied. Words on the ambo and CEO shooting echo common phrase on insurers' tactics. Delay, deny, defend. So it's a super wealthy family. This sounds like an MK Ultra, if it's really that person or just a patsy. What do you say in the comments? Neuropathy, Neuralink. Now, here's where it even gets more interesting. Is researchers at New York University School of Medicine have developed a brain implant that automatically detects and relieves pain in real time. This device is known as a neural bridge, connects two brain regions to detect pain signals and activate neurons that can override pain signals. So Neuralink, Elon Musk brain computer interface company, is primarily focused on developing technology to help people with neurological conditions such as paralysis. While Neuralink's current trials are mainly aimed at enabling paralyzed individuals to control computers or smartphones using their thoughts, there is potential for this technology to address other neurological issues in the future. Are they priming the pump for neuropathy issues? Neuralink neuropathy, right? Universal healthcare for all, fitting this UN pact for the future. I'm just saying, my friends, I'm just saying. Number 8, major corporations have more power than government. So is this threat of death for CEOs that don't comply to the New World Order? Beyond honey traps, the Epstein honey traps, the Franklin cover-up honey traps of the Bush era. And Reagan, right? Silver or silver? We're going to give you silver or a silver bullet. Fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson prompts wake-up call for nation's executives, experts. Get in line or get to be worm food for the mega five, Fortune 1000, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 corporations. All right, so we have 8 things. From AI government and using AI to go after corruption, I can see it. Using AI for pre-crime, using AI for facial recognition, bringing in ID 2020. He had fake IDs. Going after ghost guns, going after your Second Amendment rights. Trump wants to take your guns. I'm sorry. Don't get caught up in this right-left. They're wings of the same bird, my friends. Universal healthcare screams universal healthcare. And the manifesto just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would he be pissed off if he comes from a super wealthy family? His mother can't afford getting denied. Probably could buy insurance from 2 or 3 different places and make sure that she's covered. I've know some very, very wealthy people. They're like, you know what? So I'm going to have 2 different sets of policies for double protection. I'm just saying this whole thing smells like a PSYOP playbook to bring you into this beast system. let's see what happens. Let's see if I'm right. What do you say in the comments? All right, for some housekeeping, I want to jump to another story. I just thought this is interesting. We covered Final Days Report, episode 383, about merging of Canada and the United States. We tied it to a Club of Rome map. There are multiple maps of potentially the 10 regions of the world run by the Antichrist system. And I've also seen maps by just the UN as well. But I just thought this was interesting. We know there's a North America goal of merging Canada and the United States. In this podcast, we talk about the right and left getting to merge with Canada with two different routes. So, you know, it's a playbook if the right and the left are both doing it. And so now a new story after we did Final Days Report episode 383, Donald Trump suggests Mexico could become a state. You don't say. He's just a New World Order puppet. And then here's another article from CBC. Trump basically taunts Trudeau by calling him governor of a great state. Folks, getting played. The right has a way to get you to merge with Canada, and so does the left. Oh,